Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and my wonderful co-host, Michelle King Robeson's got laryngitis. So I'm going solo today, talking to you about, top tips for dry winter skin. Gosh, it's already happening. I'm sitting here scratching my face and the rest of me. Oh, my goodness. So Tim Quinn, our go-to guy, is here to help us understand what to do with dry winter skin. Tim Quinn is, you probably know, is the head of Giorgio Armani Beauty. After training in Milan alongside the world-renowned makeup artist Pat McGrath, Tim joined the Giorgio Armani Beauty team way back with its launch in August of 2001. He's been the top guy ever since then, and every celebrity in Hollywood knows him. Ah, and I have had the pleasure of having him work with us with many of our campaigns, as well as being our go-to expert on Her Radio. So welcome, Tim, and we're going to start right on in with this dry winter skin thing. So why does the winter bring out the worst in your skin?
Well, you know, the humidity evaporates from the air, so there's that. And then most people are trapped indoors in, you know, that canned heating, which is even worse. So your skin really takes a beating. You can do what I do and just move to Florida for the winter, or you can battle it in a different way.
Wait a minute now. We can't have everyone move to Florida. So
yeah, come on down. We have plenty of room. Yeah.
Come on down. Yeah. All right. So we're lacking the humidity. For all intent and purposes, we're just as dry as can be. So are there certain kinds of skin moisturizers that work better than others?
Well, you know, I often say, you know, it's time of year is when you might want to layer in a hyaluronic acid, something that, like a serum underneath your moisturizer, it's going to be like a moisture boost. So those are really great ways. A lot of people just use the same moisturizer, you know, year round.
Okay, so, well, talk to me about oil. A lot of women think that, you know, oil is going to gunk up your skin. And yet you and I have talked about this in the past. The oils and their ability to be able to, you know, so talk to me.
You know, I spent a lot of time, as you know, in Asia with Mr. Armani, and, you know, the Asian women tend to use a lot more oils. We still have a little backlash in this country, but truly the oils really, even on an oily skin, add moisture in a lighter way, and they're mainly all natural, which is really amazing, you know, all plant-based. I love, like, the avocado and the almond. And there's different ones that will help even with rosacea, and you're going to find that it gives you, first of all, it immediately puts a natural gleam in your face, which is, you know, what we all like. And it's just getting over that little thing in your head thinking, like, I can't put oil on my skin.
Yeah, isn't that funny? I don't know where that came from in America.
You know, it's one of those things that's like everybody thinking has to be, you know, like it's a tag word, like hypoallergenic. Everybody's talking about that.
Exactly.
In the 80s. You know,
exactly.
But oil is really, I think it's amazing. We're actually coming out with one, you know, in the spring, which I've been using for a year, and I'm obsessed with it.
And what is it called?
It's called the Cremonera Extrema oil.
Wow.
Really amazing.
Awesome.
I use oils on my body, too. I always tell women, don't forget your body. You know, it's not just your face that, you know, takes a beating in the winter. It's your body. And, you know, there's some great oils, you know, even to use right as you get out of the shower rather than drying off right away.
I love it. Showering itself causes your skin to dry out, right?
Well, especially because, you know, I think one of the things that happens is we take really hot showers in the winter to warm up, you know, and that immediately is sapping the moisture from your skin. So, you know, try not to go for those hot showers. A more tepid water is much better for you, or a bath, and then you can actually put, you know, sea salts or Epsom salts or some oatmeal in the water, and it really, you know, helps keep the moisture level in your skin.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Now, are there actually benefits to using products with mint, or is this just a trend? You've heard about this?
I mean, yeah, I find that, you know, anytime there's a buzzword or something happening, like the mint and like coconut oil is having a huge moment right now.
Right, you know, right.
There definitely is a benefit to it. Now, you know, it's not a cure-all. I mean, I think basically, you know, coconut oil has now become the thing for everything under the sun. I mean, I do love it and put it in my hair and whatever, but, you know, you can't look at that as like your save-all. It's the same with mint. It's great. Plus, I think there's an aromatherapy benefit from mint. You know, the freshness of it instantly kind of lifts your spirits. And, you know, I have a very good friend who has suffered from that SAD or whatever it's called, seasonal affective disorder.
Yes.
And I think that, you know, that can really help when you use some of these, like the mints and the lavender and things like that. I keep one in my bag all the time when I travel, just to kind of like breathe in.
Excellent. I love that. And then you mentioned aromatherapy because it's so great for, you know, relieving anxiety, depression, improving your mood. And you said all that. Well, how about soaps? You know, I think of soap and I'm thinking, we're going to get so dry. What kind of soap are you really looking for here that's not going to leave you all dry and cracked?
Right. So, you want to stay away from these detergent-based soaps, you know, and at every price point, you can find something that's a more oil-based soap. I mean, there was some soap company that did a huge campaign for years. It was like Dove or something, I think. You want something that's going to cleanse, but also not strip the moisture. And that's one of the things that happens with a lot of the soaps. And people are tending to use a lot of those antibacterial, you know, those little gels and everything.
Right.
And those are
the ways
to dry your hands out, too. I always carry, like, a cuticle oil in my bag. You know, pick one up in the airport if they, you know, when you go through customs or whatever, there's always one of those, like, L'Occitane's in one of those stores.
Right.
You know, that's the easiest thing to, you know, with those little travel size, that's all you need, because when your nails get dry and then they get brittle and then they break and it snags on your clothes, like, you know, all these things can be avoided with, you know, a few little treats.
I love it. Okay. And then there's hydrating body washes and creams that use plant-based oils like almond, avocado, and primrose, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think those... I know Kiehl's. I go in those Kiehl's stores sometimes, and they have an array. And basically, I look for something that, like, you know, stimulates my senses when I smell it, and then use those because, you know, they're cleansing, but they're not stripping the oils, and they leave you feeling really not tight. There's nothing worse than when you get out of the shower and you have that your skin already starts to feel tight. And those moisture, you know, those hydrating washes are really amazing for that.
I love it. And what about, you know, adding a humidifier to your home?
Oh, amazing. You know, and when I travel, and you think in hotels a lot of times you'll encounter this, and I know you do too. You don't want to run the water in the shower forever, but if you don't have a humidifier, I always carry a personal steamer with me, and I'll turn that on. You know, I use it to steam my clothes, but I also let it run in the room for a few minutes to put some moisture back in.
Oh, I think that's a brilliant idea, you know, because I love to be able to have that extra moisture. It's like walking into a little bit of a sauna. It's like, oh, I feel so good. You know, my skin just, you know, drinks it up. And speaking of drinking
it up.
And you
notice a change. It helps your nostrils. It helps your breathing. Everything.
Oh, yeah. You just
school,
open up.
My nana used to put, you know, vases of water on radiators in the winter, and I never knew why, but it's the same idea. It's just pushing moisture.
Exactly
the
same thing. Oh, there's no question. And speaking of which, moisture, drink lots of water. You got to hydrate yourself from the inside out.
Even on the plane, I watch people on the plane, and they, you know, they drink, you know, Bloody Marys and dehydrate even more. You know, I'd rather drink a gallon of water and have to go to the bathroom 10 times.
Exactly, exactly. Well, the other thing I do... Well, you know, I'm sure you do this too. I do those fruit water infusers. And so cut up fruit and have one of these. You get a Bed Bath & Beyond for like $30 and just constantly have water that has fruit infused in it. Well, I want to thank you, Tim Quinn, who's head of Giorgio Armani Beauty. The website is GiorgioArmaniBeauty-USA.com for helping us understand the top tips for dry winter skin. Tim, thanks so much. Our Her Radio listeners just love you. Listen to Her Radio and all of the great shows on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and stay well.